all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Michelle, we're going to talk about something today that I know is really near and dear to both of our hearts, and that is we love, you know, young men and women and our youth out there, and something that's made our eyebrows just raise and go, what is the suicide rate? And it's actually doubled. I mean,
it's huge. I know, it's huge. And we see it on Empower, you know, every single day. Depression and anxiety are always in the top five. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, consistently.
So today we have Lenata Williams, who is an innovative national certified counselor and CEO of Alliance Family Solutions. She's also a licensed psychotherapist who is going to help us understand why this suicide rate among our youth has doubled, and is there a difference between girls and boys, men and women, because it's such a topical issue and something I know our Her Radio listeners want to know about. Lenata, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is a very critical topic to speak on.
Yeah, so what is going on? Why are these suicide rates rising among our youth?
Well, I think what we're starting to see with youth that are between the ages of 10 to 24 is that suicide now is one of the third leading causes of death. And I think that our youth are overexposed to violent acts. We see a lot of things that are happening within the school settings that are typically a safe environment for our youth. And we also see an overexposure to the internet. We're starting to see internet addictions and different things that are giving that hypervigilance to something might be happening, something's causing me to be anxious, something's causing me to be depressed. And I think that we're starting to miss some of the warning signs of what happens between the differences between girls and boys and how they experience stress. I think sometimes suicide is definitely an indicator of a larger issue.
So what is the difference between young men and young women?
Well, for right now, what research is showing is that boys are more successful at their attempts. So we see women attempting to commit suicide at greater levels. And that's because studies have shown us that women are exposed gradually to chronic stress, and that when they don't deal with it and they aren't assertive, and we're not teaching our young women how to be assertive and to talk about their problems on a continuous basis, that they're overexposed to chronic stress. So we see that with young girls, and we see that with modeling. So I think it's very important that women show young women how to talk about their feelings in a very healthy way. So women are being overexposed to stress. Men are able to deal with stress on a different level, but they're being more successful with their attempts at suicide. So we see that women are attempting it more because they're not able to deal with stress. Because really, systemically, suicide is dealing with a huger issue. And that larger issue could be depression or anxiety.
Right, right, because it comes with, I mean, you can have both. I love what you're saying about chronic stress, though, for young women, because we don't, you know, we need to empower, as I like to say, empower our young women to have a voice and to be able to talk and communicate and not be, you know, feeling like they're going to be ridiculed or criticized because they're feeling stress. And I think that happens a lot where we just don't want, you know, we're silent sufferers, I like to say.
Yeah, and I think that women really need to be able to, I think, you know, girls, and I think you said it, Lenata, so well, they are, they tend not to be able to be more assertive and their own advocate. Instead, they kind of keep it to themselves, and they oftentimes will do self-harm. They cut. They get involved in self-destructive behavior, and they kind of drag it out. And these are all cries for help. So help us understand, what are the warning signs? You mentioned them.
Yes, this is a great question, because I think that we sometimes don't remember that women that also have had some type of family history of another woman committing suicide within their family, they're at a greater exposure rate. So we have to look at family history. We also have to look at the access or the use of drug and alcohol, the level of stress there in their lives, because women are exposed to, studies have shown us that we're exposed to more chronic stress over a period of time, and also just having accessibility to any type of method. So it can be having accessibility to pills or something that you might use for self-harm. So all of those things, and overexposure to violent acts, and just the way you're able to deal with stress. I tell my patients all the time that you want to have a toolbox for how you manage your stress, and that's on a daily basis. So if it's teaching our girls not to go for likability, but to go for being very assertive and being very clear. You don't have to be aggressive to be assertive, but saying how you feel and being unapologetic about being and walking in your truth and your womanhood.
I couldn't agree more. So let's talk about what the best way is to approach someone you love if they may be suicidal.
The best way to go about understanding how to support a loved one if they're suicidal is to understand that that person's ability to tap into that hopefulness space is something that's starting to dissipate, and they're not feeling like they are worthy of moving forward, and really is not having a way to solve a daily problem or having solutions. So you don't want to quickly rush to judgment. You want to open your ears, listen, pause, and really be present with that person. Let them tell you what's happening and start to look for those warning signs of depression and anxiety and not sleeping and having a loss for interest and wanting to do something different. So we can all support our family members that are sensing suicide too by seeking professional help and seeking a professional counselor.
Well, and
you know,
I do know this.
That's hard sometimes, right? Isn't it hard?
It is yeah. Hard. And I will say that, and maybe you can speak to this too, Lanata, but I know that some of our young women who are on birth control pills, for example, go through horrible depression, and they actually go through suicidal attempts because of the drug.
This is true. Our hormones can play a huge effect in our mood liability. And I think sometimes even with family members, they seem to think that there's some shame and blame amongst family members. And I think we have to avoid that. We have to start to talk about mental health in a different way so it's not stigmatizing. And we're not isolating those family members to cause more of that isolation and depression and those feelings of anxiety. So really just being an open ear and seeking professional help so that you can support how to talk to a family member is always a great thing.
Well, there's another issue too here, and that is ethnically there are some big differences. You know, if you look at, I think, you know, in certain ethnic communities, talking about mental health issues is not something they do. You mentioned the word shame. There's shame, blame, and guilt. Why can't you get it right? And all the rest of it. So I think you brought up some amazing issues here. This is Lanata Williams, who is the CEO and founder of Alliance Family Solutions. Her website is lanatawilliams.com to learn more about her marvelous work in this whole field of suicide in our youth. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
You can go to lanatawilliams.com to learn more. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.